Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. I just got back on Sunday from a full weekend down in Corpus Christi for the WCRA Rodeo Corpus Christi. As always, it was a great and busy time. Of course, on today's episode, y'all are going to hear a little bit from each round winner and the Rodeo Corpus Christi champs. We'll start the episode off with the Progressive Round 1 champs, Riley Kittle and Jace Helton, who, in case you didn't know, are also the 2023 Rodeo Corpus Christi champs. Riley and Jace won the round with a 4.64 for $5,000 and advanced to the showdown round of 7.
Very many people catching.
Yeah.
And then we had a nice cow, so I just wanted to get a good start. She weighed on us, just stuck it on her, and the run developed good. We just happened to be a little faster than the other guys.
Did you have to change your game plan at all, or?
No, not really. You know, they take the go-round winners and then 6 in the average, I believe. So I just kind of planned on roping the steer for what it was.
Makes sense. Perspective?
They run him in our steer in the youth, and he wanted to go right, so glad I knew that. I started up a little bit further up the box. He stayed straight, step left even. He did a great job heading him. Laid him up. I was just in catch mode, and he happened to handle him good enough to where I was able to put it down pretty fast. Got a good finish, and ended up winning the round.
What do you think it is about this place? I know, obviously, you would want to excel anywhere, but like I said, this place really fits you guys, it sounds like.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
I don't know either. It's just been drawing pretty good cows and just roping them for where they are.
Tell me about the horses.
This is big time. They 10 years old. We're riding pretty much all the shorter stuff. He's been doing really good for me.
This is my sorrel, Dracula. I think he's 12 or 13 this year. Been riding him everywhere. Won this on him here last year, and Golden seems to fit him pretty good.
Yeah, you heard a lot about Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, so we're locked in for Saturday, right? Pick round winners. What's the game plan tomorrow night?
Mostly the same thing. You know, see what we draw and just go make a good sharp run. Keep the horses working good for Saturday.
There's no easing off.
Not really. I mean, just rope them for what they are and go from there. Hopefully it's fast enough.
Yeah. Saturday game plan, or are we too far out?
Obviously, you're going to try to win first, so hopefully we'll get to go towards the end.
Hopefully get back into the round of 3 and then be the fastest down in the 3.
What would it mean? There's a little bit more riding on it this year, but what would it mean to win back-to-back Corpus wins and with everything that's on the line this year? With the people on there, like.
Yeah, obviously that's a big incentive. I would love to win Corpus twice. I think all the great guys win everything at least 2 times, you know, so.
Yeah, that'd be the same thing. I mean, it'd be my first bigger win to repeat.
Yeah.
So you don't see very many guys win the same thing multiple times.
Yeah.
What am I doing it again? Good.
Okay, perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Purina Replenimash. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop in your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina Replenimash product. Next, Jake Smith and Douglas Rich won round 2 with a 4.16 second run for $5,000. They advanced to the showdown round, and here's what they had to say after their round 1.
Walk me through your run from both of your perspectives tonight.
I knew we had a good steer.
The barrier's not much. It's pretty short. I felt like I missed it a little bit, but this horse runs. I kind of got a little shook loose a little bit, it felt like. Which Clay always says, ride loose, so I guess I did. But this horse leaves hard and flat, and so even though I missed the barrier a little bit, I knew I just needed to open my swing up, and it went on good. And then this horse is strong, the saddle one. So I knew I needed to get a hold of the steer and get him moving for Doug. And by the time I looked to the left to make sure I wasn't going to run into anything, and by the time I looked back, Doug's already got him healed. So I knew if I just caught, Doug was going to... No way he misses two in a row.
Oh, shit. How are you going to follow that up?
I don't know. Because, I did miss last night a pretty good steer, and I was like, I can't let that happen again. I have to catch tonight. So lucky it worked out.
Well, and it's got to be a nicer redemption because now you're in for tomorrow.
Now we're in for tomorrow. Yep.
Tell me a little bit about what tomorrow night could mean for you guys. There's a lot on the line with Kid Rock Rodeo and stuff.
For sure. For sure.
It would be nice to get to go to that because I think it's something. I never had one like that kind of format, and it would be cool to get to go. So hopefully we'll do our job again and maybe get that chance.
I'm just hoping we can win something here first.
Something. Yeah. We'll get over there. How often do you guys go to WCRA stuff? I don't feel like I see your guys' names very often.
So, I'm bad about just...
You don't pay attention to that.
Not paying attention. It's kind of a little bit out of loop, which I went to the first one or two they had, and then it seems like I'm not very good at planning ahead. Gotcha. And so I've tried to get better at that. And then I think a pretty important thing is when you nominate, you have to win some stuff to get in. And that's been an issue a couple times. So,
which anyway. We nominated a couple of rodeos to get to come to here to have the chance to maybe go to the Kid Rock Rodeo.
And then we also did nominate here, too.
And here.
We're trying to be a little bit more prepared this next time. So we nominated here, trying to get to go to Rodeo Carolina.
Awesome. That's a good one. That looks fun. Mm-hmm. So, tell me a little bit about the game plan tomorrow. We have one yet.
so it's there's seven teams and they take three back. I'm gonna try to do about what I did the first night. Our steer followed quite a bit the first night and it made it harder on him. But I had a pretty good start and I took an extra swing the first night and I think some kind of mid four I think is what the guy needs to do. And if you hit the barrier right and we do our job, that shouldn't be too big of a job to do, but I know it's a lot easier said than done. So
fair.
That's the plan.
How about for you? What are you thinking?
I follow him, so whatever he does, this arena is so small, like you can't really take many extra swings.
Yeah.
Like I think I tried to take an extra swing the first night and it didn't go good. So I'm just gonna try to let the steer hit and heal him as soon as possible. Just kinda like normal and hopefully you can run one a long ways, this arena's small, and still be pretty fast.
Yeah.
So this depends on the steer too. If your steer goes left at all, it's really hard.
Yeah.
So
I can
just
do that.
Hope for one to stay straight and hopefully we'll catch again.
Yeah. Tell me, last question I promise guys. Tell me about your horses you guys are riding tonight.
So this horse is, I call him Malibu. I've had him for about 5 years. And he's been a good horse. He's a little different. Little quirky kind of,
really?
but he's been good. I've been blessed to have him.
Did you say how old he is?
He's 14.
And is he registered?
Yep. He's it's funny. Appaloosa. Some people think he's an Appaloosa, but he's just a flea bit gray. And so he come off the 460s ranch.
Oh, nice.
So.
Okay.
My horse, so when I got home rodeoing last summer, I knew I needed something. I guess you always need something else. But, my older brother Clay had told me about this horse. Chad Masters had him and sold him to Luke. And so I asked Luke Brown and Chad about him. And then I went to Luke's house. That was right before Luke left to go to the NFR this year, or this past year. So I went to Luke's house in December and bought this horse from Luke. This horse has been there, done that. He's been through several hands and he's an older horse. He's 20 and he's great for faster scores and faster setups, things like this right here, and honest, and you know what he's going to do every single time, and he's been great to have. I couldn't have done what I've done this winter without this horse. No way. And so I'm grateful, but have those guys sell them to me, and good Lord's blessed us and get to do what we like to do, and ride pretty good horses to do it too.
What do you call them?
Friendly.
Lastly, Luke Brown and Jade Corkle won Rodeo Corpus Christi. They advanced to the showdown round on the two-head aggregate with a 16.23, which was second in the average. They then would go on to win the showdown round with a 4.75, and then the Triple Crown of Rodeo round, which consists of three teams, with a 6 flat for $15,000. Now, not only did they win over $20,000 while they were in Corpus and the coveted Rodeo Corpus Christi surfboards, they also nabbed a spot on the WCRA Freeriders team in Kid Rock's Rockin' Rodeo this Friday. Joining them is Jake Smith and Douglas Rich, who ended up second overall there in Corpus.
Tell me about the week, just how you guys felt about it. I know we had a leg in the second round, but how everything else felt.
It was pretty good. We started out in the wild card, drew a good steer, made a good run, and just kept progressing as it went. It wasn't that. We was at the bottom most of the time and kept catching.
What was your game plan all week?
Kind of the same thing as him. You know, we were pretty lucky the way we were position-wise. You know, we kind of knew what we needed to do most of the time. So that's why I wasn't worried about getting a leg, because it didn't it didn't affect us in it. So, I mean, it was pretty simple, really. They just getting to go in it, like you said, getting to go at the end was probably the biggest thing. You know what you got to do, and either do it or you don't. You know.
Yeah, I know you guys already said in the interview earlier, but definitely not the Triple Crown round we were expecting. I feel like at least not us. I don't know about how you guys felt going into it, but
it could have been fast. It could have went either way. Steers were really good tonight in the last round, and I honestly thought we'd probably have to make a pretty decent run. But we had already run the cow one time, and I knew who he was, and I was excited to get to running because I kind of had a play in my mind and didn't have to do all that, so it's good.
How are we feeling? I mean, we get to go to the Kid Rock Rodeo, 15,000 a night. I want to hear from both of you guys.
No, I when I got the draft deal and didn't get drafted, which I wasn't expected to, but I was really wanting to go, so that was that day I decided I was going to do everything I had to get here. And I got to rope with Jay here, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to it.
I was kind of the same. When I got the draft deal back, it made me want to go even worse. So that's why I called Luke and I said, "Who you got, Corpus Christi?" Because I want in the Kid Rock Rodeo. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's always fun when the plan comes together. It could have went either way, but I like our chances anyway.
It's going to be an interesting setup. I know. How do you feel about the way it's going to be ran? Are you excited or?
No, I think it'd be super fun. It's going to be a short barrier. It can't be like a long setup or nothing, so it'll be an NFR feel, and that's my favorite feel ever, so I'm so pumped. I can't wait.
Yeah.